Abstain.
Item number 15, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to extend airport agreement number CN1906 between Milwaukee County and SSP Inc. at General Mitchell International Airport for a term of 5 years commencing November 1st, 2019 and ending October 31st, 2024. This item was also referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. On July 16th, Transportation, Public Works, and Transit Amendment Number 1 failed on a vote of 3 ayes and 3 noes. The item was recommended for adoption by a vote of 5 ayes and 1 no.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Clerk, you indicated a tie vote.
Correct.
And then I heard you say another vote. Oh.
It was recommended for adoption as it was originally submitted by a vote of 5-1.
Okay, so the one that passes, is it incorporated in the report and resolution?
Didn't pass.
I thought I heard something pass.
The item passed.
As it was submitted.
Item passed. Okay, thank you. But the amendment failed. That part I had. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the item before you is a request to extend an agreement with SSP America, one of the two prime concessionaires at Mitchell Airport. November 30th, 09, Milwaukee County entered into an agreement with SSP of America. The agreement with SSP has been amended twice. To reduce space in the concession mall for a reassignment to host and to add space in each of three concourses because of anticipated greater needs for additional food and beverage. Due to subsequent airline mergers and service reductions at GMIA, the locations awarded to SSP on Concourse C and Level D were not needed. Therefore, the County Board authorized amending the agreement to reduce the space on lower level of D as well as the minimum annual guarantee associated with that space. SSP proposed developing food and beverage facilities at GMIA in 08. SSP estimated the annual sales that would be required in order for SSP and its local partners, I believe they're affiliated with the Bartolotta Group here in Milwaukee, to realize, and the their ACDBE is the John Daniels family. They realized a revenue shortfall of approximately $12 million from its anticipated sales during that same time period. SSP has invested almost $4.5 million. Largest discrepancy between the projected and realized sales was Concourse D. The airport agreement requires SSP to spend $50 per square foot to refurbish facilities beginning the sixth contract year, which began on November 1st, 2013. So they have a requirement to make that investment currently. SSP is agreeing to meet its contractual requirement, but they are requesting an additional 5-year term for SSP and its ACDBE partner to realize a return on its investment. The airport staff met with SSP and essentially negotiated some language change in terms of the agreement in exchange for their request for the 5-year extension. And those statements are under the recommendations that the agreement be extended for 5 years, commencing November 1st, 2019, ending October 31st, 2024, that they have a second midterm investment between in the subsequent 5-year contract of almost another $500,000. The county may at any time develop other concessions at the airport. Such new concessions may be developed in any location, maybe of any kind, shall not give rise to any claims, legal or otherwise, by SSP for such development. SSP may only assign their agreement after receiving our approval. However, we could assign ours at any time without their approval. And if SSP were to exercise any rights to terminate their agreement early during that second term, that they could not come back to the county for any claims, and that the agreement is subject to the approval of the United States. By that, it means the USDOT.
Can I just go back to your background, because I got a little bit confused. Are these dates incorrect? Because it says on November 30th, 2009, Milwaukee County entered into this agreement. And on September 24th, 2009, the County Board authorized amending the agreement. Can you maybe go on, was it maybe November 30th, 2008? I'm confused. Because then you talk about the 6 year, which occurred on November 1st, 2013, but the original date was November 30th, 2009, which to me is less than 4 years, so I'm sort of confused.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I believe your assessment may be accurate. I do not have the full agreement in front of me to read, but that certainly the math appears to hold, sir. Technical oversight. Apologies.
So we don't know the date offhand that we initially entered into the agreement?
The initial start date on that, means you brought that into question. I cannot immediately confirm that, sir.
Supervisor Lipson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to ask to, for the amendment to be distributed. I offered the same amendment in transportation.
I got one.
I'd like to offer it today. One of the issues in transportation was that we had six members, and so we deadlocked on a 3-3 vote. The amendment would add an eighth point, which would subject the renewal periods to compliance with the living wage ordinance. It's my understanding that SSP America does not have an objection to that, that that is, in fact, their understanding and willingness to comply with the law. So I would offer Amendment 1, and I would ask if airport staff could confirm that, that SSP has not objected to that.
Mr. Blue, this is the same amendment that was offered in transportation. The only change, it says Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit for Transportation. So is, do you agree with Supervisor Lipscomb's assessment of the status of the amendment?
Mr. Chair, for the police and chair and the board, I'd like to ask Mr. Timothy Karaskevich, Corporation Counsel, to address the question.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. As I reported at the TPW committee hearing on this matter, I have had discussions with SSP America, and they have agreed that the living wage ordinance would apply for the term of the extension that they're seeking here. Just as a point of interest, they weren't aware of the ordinance before they requested the extension, so they're happy to comply.
Mr. Karaskevich, did you say that the SSP was aware of the ordinance?
They were not aware.
They were not aware. But they are happy to comply with it?
Yes.
Very good. I just wanted to...
Got a cold, not hearing quite right.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I guess I have some concerns with extending out a contract so long, and what are we getting for it? I mean, we're getting the $495,000 upkeep, upgrade. But otherwise, the terms of the agreement are the same. They're going to pay it, give us the same percentage of their sales.
If it would please the chair, sir, I believe we could offer some background information to answer your question more fully. But under advice from Corporation Counsel, that would be best done in closed session, sir.
We have the ability to go into closed session. Mr. Vice Chair, could you make a motion to go into closed session?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd first like to ask our Corporation Counsel if that is an appropriate motion.
Yes, we may. This has been properly noticed for closed session to discuss the negotiating strategy with SSP and with the other concessionaire at the airport host.
This committee may adjourn into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85 sub 1 sub e for the purpose of the committee deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business, whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary.
That's your motion.
So moved.
Okay. Let's take your roll on the motion.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Yoga.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Excuse.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair,
aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion to adjourn into closed session prevails. Okay.